rather charmingly, is still pretending to have absolutely nothing at all to do with any of this. Why are they bothering with that?
Because it allows them to get away with an awful lot.
Nobody believes this.
But
it doesn't matter.
But here's the issue. The West, and I differ with Oscar in this, I don't think it's about US and Russia coming to an agreement. I actually think it's much more about Europe and Russia coming to an agreement, with the US being part of that, because the links between Europe and Russia, whether it's energy and economic, are so much greater than they are with the United States. But it serves to some extent, the Russians aren't coming out and acknowledging it because they want to get away with as much dirty business as they can before they get called on it. The West isn't coming out and acknowledging it because actually if the West came out and acknowledged it, then the West might have to take a more firm action, which it doesn't actually want to do particularly. So you've kind of got everybody to some extent trying to actually alleviate the tensions and find a kind of face-saving way for Putin to kind of lower tensions. Putin, on the other hand, he loses if Ukraine stabilizes. If he doesn't win this, then he's got all sorts of domestic problems. So he can't be seen to lose.
The West can't lose. Wait there. I mean, all sides have to lose here because it's not just a matter of punishing Putin. Of course, we would all want to punish him, and he deserves punishment, no question about it. But one of the reasons why he can get away with so much is because Europe cannot do much more. Let us be very clear about that. We cannot ask for NATO to be rolled to the Kremlin's door. And that if that is not going to happen, then we need a serious engagement. Europe will get engaged if the United States get engaged. And what we need now is a